Rahmanin. In this session, we shall study another very grave misconception which is generally found regarding Islam and women. It is generally thought by certain people that marrying more than one wife is a physical requirement of a person and that the Almighty actually encourages a Muslim to marry more than one. Now, this is a very grave misconception. And if this had been so, if marrying more than one wife would have been the physical requirement of a person, then first of all, the Almighty should have created four wives for Adam, which we know He did not. So therefore, if we study this this issue in its proper perspective and also this issue in history, we would come to realize that the real benefits of a family system materialize with the coming together of one man and one woman, with one wife and one husband. It has always been certain social, political and economic factors which have at times induced people to marry more than once. And so therefore the Quran also in its own final Sharia which it gives has given this advantage or this sort of permission to Muslims that if they want they can marry more than once. It has neither encouraged them to marry more than once nor does it say that marrying more than once is a physical requirement of a person. This whole issue has been discussed in the Quran in a certain perspective. And according to that perspective, in those times, many Muslim women had become widows and many children had become orphans because many Muslim men had been martyred in various battles, particularly those of Uhud and Badr. And so the Quran, by taking advantage of this custom of polygamy, which was found in Arabia in those times, made a strong appeal to the Muslim society and said that they should come forward and for the welfare of the orphans and of the widows, they should marry the mothers of these orphans so that they could be able to support them. And it made a very strong appeal, and so strong was this appeal that the Prophet himself took lead and he married Hazrat Hafsa, for example, for this very reason. She had become a widow in her own times and her husband had been martyred in a battle. So therefore, this issue has been mentioned in the Quran not as a directive of Sharia, but because of the fact that a certain situation had arisen in those times and the institution of polygamy was made use of to resolve the situation. And as far as the issue is concerned that Islam encourages a person to marry more than once or marrying more than once is a physical requirement of a Muslim or a person, then this is absolutely wrong. What can be said is that Islam does not prohibit marrying more than once. And of course, this could be because of various reasons which could arise in a society and which because of these particular reasons, this permission has been left open. Now, the verses themselves which mention this issue of polygamy need also to be studied in their proper perspective and it needs to be gauged the actual prohibition which they tell us. The Quran says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَ فَانْكِحُوا مَا تَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَسْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. And if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with the orphans, marry their mothers that are lawful to you, 2-2, 3-3, 4-4. But if you fear that you shall not be able to deal justly with them, then only one. So it is absolutely evident from these verses that the only restriction which has been imposed regarding polygamy is that a husband or a person should not marry beyond four wives, and this too should take place only if he is certain or he is sure that he will be able to do justly with them. So it is absolutely erroneous to believe, as I said in the beginning, that the conclusion which is drawn by certain people that perhaps it is the essential physical requirement of a man that he needs four wives or that it is encouraged by the Quran at all that a person should marry four wives. Neither does the Quran encourage Muslims to marry four wives, nor is the case that marrying four wives is a physical requirement of a person. The only thing which can be said after discussion and after reading these verses and this background is that the Quran has not imposed any prohibition on marrying more than once. It has the prohibition it has imposed, I have just read out, and they are mentioned in this verse. They do not relate to the fact that a person needs four wives physically or that the Almighty encourages a person that he should marry four wives. أَكُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.